Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they do a better job of that than myself. So can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Hi, I'm Kyla Mullins, and it's an honor. It's my second time on the show with Elliot. I'm local to Fort McMurray. I've been here for 15 years. I have a son. He's almost 14.
There we go. Awesome. So let's get started with you've changed gears and careers since the last time that we spoke to you. So we interviewed you almost 2 years ago when we were in the other studio. So you're one of the few that have been to the second and the first. So what are you doing now in regards to career-wise?
So I am working in a warehouse in Gregoire, a place called Wajax.
Okay.
And I am actually going back to school again. I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm a forever student. I'm going back to school again because I already have my psychology degree.
Right.
Plus my early learning childhood certificate.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to do my parts apprenticeship.
Parts apprenticeship. Okay. I know a little bit about a warehouse. My dad worked at Syncrude in a warehouse his whole career. So.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I do know a little bit. He worked in 41B out at Syncrude for the majority of his career. So.
Wow.
I know about the training that you're going for.
Wow.
How did you get into this world?
So I actually worked at Finning in the warehouse there at Mildred Lake. I have to like remember the dates because I've had so many career changes.
All right.
So from 2013 to 2015, I worked at Finning.
Yeah.
Then the economy went down a little bit, so
That's right.
Got laid off.
Yeah.
So I tried a couple of different things. I talked about a little bit on your show.
Yeah.
And then last year, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to get back into warehousing. So
yeah.
That's one of my friends. He worked at Wajax, so he helped get me on, and here I am.
There we go. Now, for the people at home who don't know about Wajax, like, what exactly do Wajax do in the community?
So it actually is, it supplies parts for Hitachi machinery.
Okay.
And it builds Hitachi machinery.
And Hitachi machinery is like the big trucks and everything that are out of sight, like heavy equipment primarily.
Yes, they're orange. That's orange. Our color is orange.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so how is that switch going for you in regards to, you've had experience in the past. Are you liking being back in that industry?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The other industry you're in, that was a tough one.
It was. Yeah. So, I actually, since we're kind of like, nothing's off topic.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a struggle with my mental health.
Yeah.
Last year, actually, I almost ended up in the hospital.
Oh no.
So it wasn't the career that was stressful. Like, I loved working with kids, but I also was just like, oh, I think I need to try something that's not like so heavy and, I'm not so stretched so thin because I was going to school.
Yeah.
Trying to upgrade is just too much.
Right.
So I do love it just because it's a lot less stressful.
Yeah. And like when you're working that closely with individuals too, just like human-to-human contact,
yeah.
Children, like you take that energy on. And
yes.
It's like there's something going on in a child's life.
Yeah.
That's a job you just can't say like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. I'm leaving it at the office. You take it with you.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You totally do. Like, prior to this, it's funny, I was talking to a friend a little while ago about this, but when I was the HR manager for Acuren, like I would have to make decisions that would affect thousands of people. And
yes.
So obviously you make a decision on a policy and some people like it, some people hate it, and you just got to deal with that. But you hear about it, so you feel it. Now that I have my own company and there's just dramatically less amount people, like when I make a decision, I just got to think of like, well, I see Tanner every day and the rest of the staff don't really like, I don't see them that often. I can make my decisions and it's not as high impact.
Yeah.
And I don't take as much of it home.
Yeah. And my son, he was diagnosed with autism.
Okay.
He's very high functioning. That happened actually a couple months after I was on last time.
Okay.
So
your son again?
He will be 14 at the end of the summer.
Okay.
So I also found too, as much as I love working with kids, it was taking away from him and like how much I could give him.
Right. Fair enough.
So that's something like maybe when he's 18, like it's something I can always go back.
Yeah.
But just for now, I'm going to do this. Yeah.
Nobody can take your education away from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can never do it. And that's the cool thing about it. Like you can go back into any career. Once you have that piece of paper, you can say, hey, I studied, I have it. It's in my brain. I can utilize this. And with you, because like you told your mom, you're a career student. You have a bunch of different options as you get older, which is fantastic. You're like, hey, I could go back to this other stuff if I really want it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So where in town, or can you even take your current certificates in town, or do you have to go to SAIT or NAIT?
So the way I'll do it is I will go through Red Deer because it's online.
Oh,
okay. So SAIT or NAIT, I actually have to go to the Edmonton or Calgary, but with Red Deer, I can just do it online. And I did my other two online, so it's nothing that I'm worried about.
Nice.
Yeah.
So last time you were here, I think your brother was moving away, and you're like really close with your brothers,
yes.
Your whole family.
Yes.
So he ended up moving. How is that going for him, or did he come back?
No, he didn't. So the story like aggravates me, but he knows how I feel. So he was in BC.
That's right.
And it wasn't quite working out the way he wanted. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to pack up. I'm going to come home. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he went to the gym in BC and he met this guy and they started to become friends. And the guy's like, okay, are you serious about moving? And my brother was like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So the guy was went back to his workplace and he phoned my brother and said, okay, I think I've got you a job. So he works in Abbotsford, BC. He does seven on, seven off.
Yeah.
They pay for his condo. He gets a company vehicle and he's making like Fork Mac money.
Yeah.
So he is there, but he comes back sometimes on his days off. But I just like am aggravated because his BC is such a good job. I'm just like basically fell into his lap.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, love when that happens.
I know.
Yeah. That's right. He's like, hey, come on. What about me? I'm just sitting right here.
Yeah. I literally said that. Like, how did this happen? He's like, honestly, Kyle, I just met someone at the gym. I'm like, of course.
So long story short, go to the gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Start going to the gym. Yeah.
I don't know. I found mine sitting on a couch, so it goes both ways.
Okay,
This guy was just sitting on a couch. Like when this whole idea of coming up with this podcast came to my brain, I needed somebody to control those panels. And anyways, I was just on a meeting with my business partner and our office manager, and I was like, I know a guy who can do it. And they're like, how do you know somebody who just knows how to do this? Because that's a random set of skills.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I just do. So I called him up and I was like, yo, Tanner, I got this job that we're going to do together. I'm really excited about it. He's like, sweet, I'm in. And I was like, okay, well, let me explain it to you. And he's like, if you want to. And so then I started explaining and he's like, yeah, man, sounds really cool. I'm excited to work together. And he like wasn't giving me like the right response. I was like, bro, I'm going to pay you for this. And he's just like, even better. Like, when do we start? And I was just like, I don't think you're getting what I'm throwing down here. And he's just like, yeah, I'm just sitting at home looking for work. So, or not looking for work. So, yeah, I'm in.
I've been unemployed for the last 8 months. So, like, this is just going to work out for me. I'm ready.
I love that story. Yeah. That's awesome.
My mom does not. Yeah. For, like, 8 months, she was like, you either need to go back to school or find a job. I was like, no, don't, mom. She's like, why not? It's like, it'll just find me. She's like, that's not how life works. It's like, yeah, it is for some people.
I do love that. So for you and my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You just live your normal life and all of a sudden it'll work itself out.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So going back to the new career that you're in right now, are you on a shift with it as well? Or like, how does that work?
No, I'm Monday to Friday.
Monday to Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so it's not a complete departure because the shift work is hard for a lot of people. Like I know for me, it was tough.
I'm going to sound like a weirdo, but I actually really miss it a lot.
You do. You're one of those. Like it's one of those. I have friends who literally since they were 19 work 3 days, three nights, six off like their whole life. And they just like could never and would never want to go back to like a Monday to Friday.
So I when I was at Fitting, I worked seven on, seven off. So Ethan was in, what do they call it? EAP. in kindergarten.
Oh my goodness.
But it was fine because I could, like, on the week off, I could kind of just, like, take him to school. We could just do whatever because it was just deep in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And now he's almost 14, so he basically just takes care of himself. I would be, like, traveling the world or anything, but it gives me, like, a little bit more freedom.
Of course.
So that's kind of, like...
I was just going to ask, like, what's it like having a 14-year-old boy now? Like, that's a game changer.
It is. How old is your son?
8. So, like, I'm still in it. But I remember being a boy at 14, and trust me, I know how different the dynamic was between me and my parents when I was 14.
He's pretty, like, easygoing. When we're at home, he doesn't really want anything to do with me, and that's fine. Like, I understand he's a 14-year-old boy, but...
Right.
I don't know. He's just, like, really easygoing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was invisible to my parents as a teenager. Like, I just was always out.
No, you weren't invisible to them. They were invisible to you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Like, yeah. I was never at home. Ever. I just vanished.
They still tracked you, though.
Not really. We joke around about how, like, immigrant parents were just, like, especially back in, like, the 80s and 90s, were just so, like... don't die. And, like, even at that point, it was like my parents never followed up with me.
Really?
Never. Like, I grew up in Dickensfield and I moved there when I was 5 years old. And by 8, I was just walking around all of Dickensfield, going into Thickwood. Like, Thickwood, Dickensfield were my oyster. I could go anywhere. And by the time I was probably, like, I'm gonna say 11, I was going to Timberley. Like, everything was on bounds except for I couldn't cross the bridge.
Okay, that's fair.
And so, like, but think, like, I would never do that with my child right now. If Keegan was just like, hey, let me, because he's 8.
Yeah.
If he's like, Dad, can I roam Dickensfield? I'd be like, under no circumstances. Like, no.
When you tell me that story, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm like a helicopter parent. Because even at 14, just, like, we don't have to get into it. Just on the stuff that happens around Fort McMurray. Probably just the world, though, in general, too.
That's right.
The same thing. Like, even at 14, there'd be some things Ethan would ask me, and I'd be like, no.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's not even the things within Fort McMurray. It's the things that a 14-year-old is trying to get himself into.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like, if you're looking, you will find it no matter where you are.
That's right.
And a 14-year-old is looking for it.
That is fair. That's right. That is fair, yes.
So, but yeah, like, my parents were just like, yeah, just come home for lunch and come home for dinner. Other from that, we're not really going to ask any questions. And unless something blatantly becomes apparent, you can just roam. Nice. So, but I would never do that with my son.
You know what? Thanks, Elliot's parents. Because look at the way you turned
out. Yeah, there we go.
Awesome.
My parents are going to love you. Yeah. My mom watches the show. She's just like, yes, my new favorite guest. Yeah. So, yeah, when I was 14, I was just gone. So, yeah, you find yourself, he's still good. He's still your son. He's still around a little bit.
Yeah, he's... like, very introverted. Mm. I've got that working for me, too. So.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone, so that means he's got his questions for the Max City Minute ready.
Okay.
But before we go there, we're going to talk about our sponsor, Patchouli Rose. Carrie makes amazing beard products. She also makes sunscreen. Mainly her stuff is for the ladies, I have to be honest. And she also has cool artwork. So
she does tattoo creams and stuff, too.
Yeah, tattoo creams. Yeah, so Carrie is awesome. So big shout-out to Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. Scroll down. Question number one. If you could have any job in the world, what would you want to do?
Okay. I actually would like to be, like, an event coordinator. Or I like to maybe possibly have my own podcast.
Okay.
Like, along those lines.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Question number two. What do you think you would describe as the perfect vacation plan?
Oh, that's a tough one, Tanner. I don't know what having a plan.
Like, where you'd go and what you'd do.
Oh, anywhere in the States.
Anywhere just in America.
I love America. I might be, like, one of the few people, but I love America.
Okay, we'll dive into that as these questions get rolling, okay?
Question number three. What do you think is the most underrated place in Fort McMurray?
Oh, darn it, Tanner. You're so good at this.
I try my best.
I'm trying to think here. You're getting me on my toes.
That's my job.
It's a tough one because there's so many good places.
There is so many good places. Oh, you know what? I'm going there this Friday. It's in Anzac, though, but I'm not sure if this counts.
Yeah.
The Burger Bar.
Oh, yeah.
You go for a nice drive. You go and get some good food. I love it. So, yeah, I'm actually going there this Friday. So, yeah.
There we go. Good answer.
Question number 4. What was your favorite childhood TV show?
Oh, Pepper Ann.
Pepper Ann?
Is it Disney? The girl had red hair, glasses.
Red hair. Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
She had
about.
A Nikki, and then there was another guy. There was her best friend. That's my favorite one.
Okay.
And your final question. What do you think are the 3 most essential items for a road trip?
Diet Pepsi.
Okay, Diet Pepsi. No hesitation.
No. Some kind of snacks. Preferably I like popcorn, but I'll take anything. Or in chocolate. And then my 3rd is like a really sweet podcast playlist. Okay. Or not podcast, just a playlist, sorry, of music.
Okay. And those have been your 5 questions.
Thank you. We're going to start about the popcorn. Because it's a problem for me. Have you tried?
You got 4 minutes to fit in all these questions.
Oh, God damn. Okay. Have you tried Oreo popcorn?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so delicious.
Yeah, it's my go-to popcorn snack.
I love it.
Now, I only have 4 minutes. This is unfair. What about America? Where in America? I like America, too. I ain't knocking your answer. I'm just fascinated to, like, where in America? Or is it? It just can't be the whole country. You got to have favorites.
Just as a whole, I haven't been to many places in America. I've been to Vegas twice. I went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I've been to New Jersey. I went to New York. But just like as a whole, it's always like a good time. They always have great food. I'm a huge NFL fan, so
okay.
Anywhere. My one dream is I really want to go to Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And Texas.
And so what's
that where your teams are?
No, my team is actually in New Jersey. I was fortunate enough. I got to go see a Giants game years ago.
Nice.
But Texas.
Texas is sweet.
Remember, the last podcast, I talked about how I ended up here was because I dated that guy from Texas.
Yes.
Anyway, he's from Texas. So ever since then, I've kind of wanted to. As a side note, I hope I have enough time. But he actually messaged me the other day and said, if you're ever single in Texas, I'd like to take you on a date again.
Really?
That's a good reason to go to Texas.
Yeah. That's right. That's
that
cool.
Wasn't my main reason, but I just as a like, haha.
Yeah.
He left me stranded here, but then he has got a hold of me and would like to go on a date with me again. So
that's awesome. I would say yeah. Especially if you're paying.
You gotta pay for my flight. I will.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
How much you really want to go on this date?
Yeah. I love this. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Say, listen, I want to go to a sports game and I need that flight covered and like, yeah. I'd love to see you again.
Yes, I love it. Thank you.
That's awesome.
You just better hope he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We'll talk. We'll see about that.
Texas is sweet. I've been a few times down to Texas. I had a good time. I've never been. What was the second place? Atlanta, you said?
Yeah.
I've never been down to Atlanta.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Well, I love the States too. My favorite spot in the States, hands down, is Chicago.
I love Chicago. Yeah, okay.
And Miami's good too, and me and Tanner had a great time. Hopefully they bring the flight back. We went to Tucson.
Oh, yes. Nice.
That was cheap too. If they bring that back, like what was that, like $100 a ticket? $200 a ticket?
A $250 round trip.
Wow. Steal of a deal.
Okay, so $125 each way.
Yeah.
See, this is why I want the shift work back. It's why I go to all these places.
So you can go to all
the
these places. That's right. So when you're in the States, like, what do you like to do while you're down there? Do you try to go to sports games? Do you go to bars? Like, what's kind of your checklist?
I do. I'm also, like, a huge foodie. So I'm always trying to eat their food because their guidelines aren't as strict as Canada.
That's right. Yeah.
What's your go-to eat when you go to the States, then?
Oh, I've never been to the same place, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But, like, you don't mess with, like, their McDonald's or, like, their...
Is it a high-end restaurant?
Oh, my gosh,
burger?
I'll go to anything. The only thing I will say about McDonald's is, though... I might like get in trouble for saying this.
But
I feel like the reason they have an obesity problem down there, the McDonald's is dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap and so good.
like, so
their
good.
Cheeseburger, the McDonald's cheeseburger in America, shouldn't even be legal.
No,
it's
like,
so
they probably put, like, crack in there or something.
Yeah. I actually went to McDonald's when I was in Hawaii, of all places.
Yeah.
But it was with my dad. Like, Dad, I'll get this one. And then I paid for it. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, winning.
I bought a homeless person a McDonald's meal in L.A. And, like, I bought three meals there. And, like, all of them had burgers, nuggets, to drink, all of it. And I think my total was, like, $28 American. Yeah, and everybody looked at me like I was, like, Bill Gates buying this meal for a homeless man.
You're like, this is such...
Like, what are we talking about here? It was, like, $7 to feed him for the day.
Yeah, so good.
McDonald's is always the right decision. I just came back from a trip with my family, and I had my little niece, Lily, there. And we pulled over in this area to eat food. And I was like, okay, well, let's eat. And Uncle Greg, my brother-in-law, was like, okay, well, we have, like, all these nice restaurants around us. And because we were on vacation, so he wanted to go somewhere that he felt was a little bit more elevated.
Yes.
But we pulled over right in front of McDonald's. And, like, my little 8-year-old was looking. He's like, Dada, look at that. They got a lot of, like, M's there. They got, like, the Golden Arches. They overdid it on this building. I'm like, they sure did. And I just saw Lily. She's 3, just like. Just dreaming. So I was just like, hey, Lily. And she's like, yeah, Uncle Elliot. I said, how do you feel about going to McDonald's tonight? And the look on her face was just pure joy. Oh. And before she could even say anything, she was already moving in the direction of the door.
Oh, I love that.
I'm just like, McDonald's is always...
Don't love that. He did that to pad his numbers because he wanted McDonald's.
Okay.
He was not trying to do something sweet for children. He was trying to get the children to go to McDonald's so nobody could tell him no.
That's right. Okay. I love McDonald's. Okay. But it is also sweet. It's a combination. We'll take both.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that as a win. Yeah. But listen, Tanner tapped his watch, unfortunately. It's not unfortunate for me because I'm still going to ask you questions after the cameras go off.
Okay.
It's unfortunate for the people at home. So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Okay, so I'll shout out to Ethan, my son, of course, my mom, my dad, my sister Miranda, my brother Jonathan, my brother Kenneth, my sister-in-law Noelle, my nephew Vaughn, and I would like to do a shameless shout out to John McDonald, and hoping that if I do this, he will come on the show.
There we go. He's on blast now. So I hope he comes on too.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming again. This is great.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. It was an honor.
No worries. So for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. And I hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Awesome.
Great show.